Crazy, man. Shouts out to my homie Mike Bars, man. Shouts out to Elu, man. Shouts out to everybody tuning in to K100 Radio right now. Yep. It's real, real, real crazy over this way. It's real, real crazy over this way today. We got Quarty Cash coming up here soon. You feel me? We got Quarty Cash coming up. That's the homie Mike Bars in the background. But hold on, let me pause a second. Let me pause the music real quick. I want to welcome everybody real quick, man, to K100 Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, all right? You can hit us up if you want to right now. We're going to be live in studio right now for the next 2 hours. We got a couple of interviews that we're going to be doing, so everybody's listening and tuning in to the show right now. You're going to be in for a treat. At 4 o'clock, we got the homie Quarty Cash coming up. You know the song, Money Baby, Money Baby, Money, Money Baby. You know the song? Yeah, of course you do. Anyway, be that as it may, we've got the homie coming up at 4 o'clock. So if you're listening to us right now at www.changesentertainment.com, we really appreciate it. Shout out to everybody listening to us on TuneIn or whatever way you listen to us right now. You feel me? Blog Talk Radio, BTR Radio, however you listen to us. You feel me? I really appreciate that. But another thing that we also do out here in radio world, I guess you could say, media world, is we go to a lot of different events. We sponsor different events. We give out prize packages to different kind of events and places who have... you know, good atmospheres, you know, people that's really trying to help independent artists, you know, get on and get some shine and some light. And one of the places that we highlight, and one of the places that we go to a lot and kind of support here in Atlanta, Georgia, locally, that really is a good platform for artists, is a place called the Aurora Sessions. It's a venue called Cloud 9, but the name of the event is called the Aurora Sessions. It's held by MBK Media. Shouts out to my homie True over there. It's held by MBK Media, all right? And it's every first Tuesday of the month. It's every first Tuesday of the month, all right? So every first Tuesday of the month, they have an event. It's called the Aurora Showcase. And the thing about it is that makes it different from other things that normally goes on in Atlanta, Georgia, is the atmosphere. You know, the artists that they're trying to attract, the artists that they highlight, you know, the people who really come out to the event, you know what I'm saying? It's more kind of toned down. You feel me? It's more toned down. Than your normal what you normally see right here, I guess, in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, most clubs you go to, especially like in an open mic setting, you know, it's more of a showcase setting, but you can come up and sign up, so it really is kind of sort of like an open mic. But they specify that they're looking for, you know, music with a message, you know what I'm saying? Artists, you know, with some deep lyrics and, you know, stuff like that. A lot of the open mics here in Atlanta, you go and everybody does a club song. Everybody does their hottest club joint because they want the club to fill them, because they want the DJs to get the club record, and they want to blow up and, you know, go toss some money to some strippers and, you know what I'm saying, do it that way. Which is nothing wrong with it. That's it's a lot of people rich right now doing that same exact formula, trust me. But the Aurora Sessions actually focuses on a different aspect of the artist. You know what I'm saying? They want more meaningful music, you know, even on the flyers and the promotions. That's what it's really all about. One of the artists, and so basically, long story short, what we do at K100 Radio is the people who win over at the Royal Sessions, we grant them an interview on K100 Radio, you know, to help give them some exposure. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, record it, play it, everything. You know, take the interview, record it and everything, stuff like that. And just to help get the artist, you know, to come out, because there's so many venues here in Atlanta. It's to get an artist to come to your event when there's basically some form of showcase music related open mic thing every single day of the week here. Every day of the week, literally 7 days a week. You have to give them some incentive, you know. So we help out with the events that we feel are really, really, really good and who really show love to the independent artists. So, now you know the background and history to that. If you want to know more about the Royal Sessions, go to our website, chainlessentertainment.com. Chainlessentertainment.com. Go to events and opportunities. You'll see it right there. You can read up on it. You can get in contact with True over at MBK Media. You feel me? And you can hit them up and see all you need to know if you want to be a part of that showcase if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area. All right. So with that being said, last month's winner, which is, well, this month, which is, yeah, technically this month, okay, which is December, the artist that won, his name was Jacardi Jacobs, right? And we got him on the line right now. He was the winner, and we got some music, and we want to introduce the world to him. So we got him on the line right now. What's happening with you, homie? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping with you?
Man, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Appreciate you having me, man.
Absolutely. No problem, man. Welcome to the show. Now, remember everybody listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, remember everybody listening. If you want to hit up, if you want to call in, you know, we're getting ready to play some of his music and expose him to our artists, whatever, and to our audience. And if you want to interact with him, if you want to ask him any questions or anything, or if you just say you want to like the music, if you like the music or whatever, our switchboard will be open. It's going to be open until 5 o'clock today, okay, because we got Jacardi, we got one other artist, and we also have, again, Kwani Cash coming up at 4 o'clock, all right? So, that's what's going on for the next 2 hours here at K100 Radio. But right now, Jacardi, man, welcome to the broadcast and everything, man. And we want to welcome you and congratulations on your win over at the Royal Sessions. You feel me? I've seen you there like a couple of weeks, a couple of different times. You finally came in there and did your thing and got the win, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm working on my show up.
And
eventually paid off.
Yeah, well, it's hard work. You know what I'm saying? So, how did you end up hooking up with True over at MBK Media? How did you end up getting involved with the Royal Sessions? And, you know, how did that all come about, you know, in order, you know, for the out and do it, everything, and now you got the win, and now you're over here at K100. But how did that initially start? How did you make contact with him?
Well, my producer is friends with Princess, you know, the host.
Right.
She's a good friend of mine also, so she's been telling me to come down there, check it out. So I started to come down there, check it out, man. I like the vibe and the atmosphere.
Right.
It's all love with MBK.
Absolutely.
You've seen me so many times up there.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's all love over here for him, too. My bad. Shout out to Princess. I definitely can't forget her. Shout out to Princess over at MBK Media, too, the host over there, who hosts the event over at Royal Sessions every first Tuesday. So where are you from, homie? Tell the people where you from.
Well, I'm from Boston, man. I was born in Boston, but I've been down here since I was 11, since like 99.
So, okay, well,
I moved to College Park. I was raised in College Park. I was born in Boston.
All right. But so, well, you're from Boston, but you know you're from Atlanta, too, now at this point. You've been here so long. That's a long time. You went to high school, so basically, yeah, that's what that is. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? Yeah, I already know.
Yeah, that's how it is. So, but I actually remember a couple of your performances. Like I said, I've been there a couple of times and seen you. And you had some good music, and you had some pretty good lyrics and everything. You feel me? And some of the songs that we're gonna play today, we've got a joint called Honors. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We're gonna play that. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna make sure you introduce us, featuring Demo. I want you to tell us about that. But being from somewhere else, and coming from Atlanta, you know, Atlanta has its own sound, its own way that they want to, you know, portray the music and their own kind of music that they play a lot, you know, that they go for. Call it trap, call it snap, whatever you want to call it, it's a sound. It's a southern sound. I know that most of the people that come to the Aurora Sessions, they actually come there because they don't have that particular sound. But how do you balance that being in Atlanta, you feel what I'm saying, and doing the style that you do? We're going to play some of the music so they can hear your flow and everything, because you actually got bars and you actually flow it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So balance it, you know, do you go out? Do you got some other kind of songs that kind of fit what Atlanta normally likes that you go to other places and perform?
Yeah, actually, Honest is one of those songs that, you know, what Atlanta normally likes. You know, being in Atlanta helped me be a better song maker. I was always a good lyricist and a good writer.
Uh-huh.
Like, the format of how they make songs down here and what people attract to, I kind of just combined the best of both worlds.
Right. I see that you got MTMG that produced the track.
Yeah.
How'd you get him?
Yeah, he actually came to my cousin's spot for my cousin's artist he was managing. And I knew MTMG was a producer, and I didn't have anybody to give me beats at the time, so I just barged in on their conversation. And I just started rapping. I just started rapping. I said, hey, bro, you got to listen to me, man. I started rapping, and he liked it. So we've been working together. He actually produced my whole project, man. So that was his name. We've just been making magic.
Absolutely. What's the name of your project?
It's like, currently on title, I'm going through a title change, man. So I'm going through a title change. We're gonna drop at the top of the year, though.
Yeah, okay, you're going through a title change. Okay. All right. How are you dropping it? Are you doing? Is it a mixtape? Is it an album? Are you hitting the internet? How are you promoting the project? How's it gonna come out?
Okay, I'm treating it like my EP, but I'm giving it away, so you can just consider it a mixtape. But it's all original music, all original tracks. I'm not rapping over anybody else's beat. It's all original. We're gonna hit the internet. We're gonna hit the streets. We're gonna just basically use all avenues of getting it out there.
All right. Make sure we get some over here at K100 Radio. We'll put it up for review, you know what I'm saying, on our broadcasting. It goes hard.
For sure.
Hopefully it goes hard. Yeah. We're gonna put it to review on Illa Kill, man, you know what I'm saying, so make sure when everything pops off that you get it to me, you know what I'm saying, you know, when everything's finally done. But we got some joints that we're getting ready to play by you in a minute. But you just said something that's really interesting to me, and I always ask the artist, so I say, okay, look, you got a project, cause you got however many songs you got on it, and none of it is jack beats, you know what I'm saying, nothing like that. It's all original material, and that's not a mixtape. You know, artists always still like, you know, nowadays they just use the word mixtape so loosely, when actually a lot of artists are putting out albums and they're giving away their albums. And I have a question that I'll ask you, and I'm gonna ask pretty much, you know, everybody that we talk to today, with what's going on with music, you know. Do you feel like you have to give your music away in order to get heard? Do you have a plan on trying to come up with a plan to actually make your music sell? Because it costs you a lot of money to make that music, and it costs you time and effort or whatever. And, you know, of course, you're not a star yet, but do you think there's a value in putting a monetary stamp on your project, you know what I'm saying, releasing? Because the old model used to be you released a single, maybe the second single for free, and you gave those away, but then you made them buy the whole project. But with hip-hop, it just got so saturated with mixtapes and everybody just giving away free music that even the stars had to start giving away free music.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst decision ever. Shouts out to all these DJs and everything who broke the mixtape thing, and, you know, it fed a lot of people. But at the end of the day, I really think that it did more damage, you know, to the game, because all of a sudden it started making stars devalue the price of a song. And ultimately, we all want to eat off what we doing. You feel me? We sitting there in the studio, we do all this stuff. But as it pertains to you as an artist, why not sell it if it's all original music? Or why not just do the single and then try to sell the EP?
Well, I feel like as of now, man, nobody knows who I am right now. So I feel like I haven't earned the right to ask you to give me my money. I want to gain your ears first. And then once you like what you hear and I start putting out more, then eventually, you know, I could be in a position to put a price on it.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it all started, and that was the basic format. Problem, what happened was people got spoiled. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting to pay for anything, even if they did like it, even if it was amazing. What happened was they felt like everything should be free, all music should be free, and it basically killed the actual value of a song. They basically said, "Yeah, I don't even care if you're Jay-Z, I don't want to pay for it." You know what I'm saying? You know, he has his hardcore fans and people who will pay for it, but like you just said, no one knows you. But sometimes, if you're good enough, people will pay for it. But I'm not preaching to you or anything like that. I'm just saying, some of the art that make, some artists make really stellar music, and some of them actually sell. If you're an independent artist, you don't have to sell a million records to get rich. All you got to do is sell 20,000, and you can buy a house with that. Literally.
Yeah, true.
Cash. You know what I'm saying? You sell 20,000 records on your own, you should be able to go buy a home, especially in Atlanta with this foreclosure market. You should be able to go cash out and buy a house. So that at that point, you've actually, you know, provided a roof over your head with your music. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to sell that many. I think a lot of artists lose sight of that. They want so many people to listen, and they say, well, I want a million people to have it. I want a million people to have it in their head. That's cool, but if 50,000 have it, and they all pay $5 a pop for it, well, that's strange music. You know what I'm saying? That's Macklemore. Works out. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, you don't all the way. But be that as it may, we're going to go ahead and get into the music, man. You feel me? So introduce this first song called Honors right here. Tell us about it before we play it.
Did you get a chance to listen to it?
Well, I'm listening to it right now with everybody else. You tell me about it. All right.
Well, Honest is it's more on a club Atlanta side of things. You know, I did something. It was a record my producer had made, and I just kept letting it play, and then everybody kept telling me they loved the beat so much. So I basically like really freestyled and dropped it. And when I came back, I went to Boston for a while. When I came back, everybody was just in love with it, and it was actually something I was playing around with. You know, it wasn't really my type of music that I normally do. It was something I played around with, and when I left out of town and came back, everybody was in love with it, man. So I went ahead and wrapped it up and came out with Honest, Future and Demo, produced by MTMG.
All right, let's check this joint out right here. We also got another joint called, was it Stress?
Yeah, Stress.
All right, we'll play that one after we play this one right here. We'll play Honest first, all right? This is Honest featuring Demo by Jacardi Jacobs. He's the winner of MBK Media's Aurora Sessions over here. Every first Tuesday, Cloud 9 over on Peter Street, you know, the whole strip of bars over there, downtown Peter Street. They do a showcase, open mic for artists, you know what I'm saying? And he's one of the winners, and we have a partnership with MBK Media. Shouts out to True over there, you know what I'm saying? He also works at V103 here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to him, shouts out to Princess, and this is Jacardi Jacobs, one of the winners over there. His joint called Honors. Let's run it.
Pistol toting, motto fucking swisher rolling. I engage in high provoking, aim dead on that iron potent. Bounce that ass and bust that open. She ain't fucking hit the dozen. What she leave, I bring one more. And I bet she gon' bust it. Got two niggas who run it. She ready, fuck nigga, do something. You can bitch for your whole crew front. I better wreck what you gon' shoot money. I'm tryna act like I can get what's coming. And niggas up, they strap, they dumping. Dead nigga try to come round stunt. It's all good to the boys, I bust. I got some racks on me, no cat call me, my strap on me, I'm straight. I got your bitch on me, your bitch want me, your bitch out of my face. They say I'm turned up, but she turned out. I hit you harder than past niggas. Ain't no my word of mouth, can't hurt nobody's ass, nigga. Y'all just tryna fuck, but I do the horror. Pull up in the truck, with a couple hundred. Old money, yeah, blow a couple hundred. Pop the bottle, pop the bottle, bitch, I do the hey. Money to the sky, bitch, I do the hey. Let them dogs fly, bitch, I do the hey. Right hand high, I promise y'all no. I'm a ball till I die, bitch, I do the hey. Achievement, three world motion, nigga sleeping. Now open, Henny sipping, purple token, pistol gripping, barrel smoking. And it copped another fifth, no IG, that's my other bitch. I dip out up, I fuck him, got a model in a gutter, bitch. You hold your jaw, come around here, start get wrong. Bill G's ain't popping at all, straight ass and get the problem solved. They say I'm turned up, she turned out. I'll hit you harder than past niggas, too cool. Niggas know my word of mouth, can't hurt you, copy that ass. Y'all been tryna fuck, but I do the art. Pull up in the truck, with a couple hundred. Old money, yeah, blow a couple hundred. Pop a bottle, pop a model, bitch, I do the art. Money to the sky, bitch, I do the art. Let them dogs fly, bitch, I do the art. Right hand high, I promise y'all, I'm a ball till I die, bitch, I do the art.
That was Jacardi Jacobs. Honest. Featuring Demo. Welcome everybody back to the show. 347-924-0966. If you want to holler at the homie, let me know. You feel me? The phone line is open. The switchboard will be open for the next 2 hours over here at K100 in the radio. It's going to be open, so you can just go ahead and hit the phone lines whenever. 347-934-0966. You feel me? We got another one of the artists coming up in a minute. That was one of the winners over the Aurora Showcase. You know what I'm saying? But that was the homie, Jacardi Jacobs right there, homie. I like that joint. That was though more like, of course, the Atlanta style. Like I said,
yeah.
You got to have kind of, if you're living in this particular area, you got to make at least one of those. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Even if you just make it and you only do 16 and maybe you get a feature, you kind of use it as an intro or anything. If it's not your lane, because I'm one of those artists where that's not my lane either, you know what I'm saying? As someone who actually creates music and stuff like that, I never really got into that sound either myself. And it was really difficult. I used to, when I was performing a lot and doing a lot of shows myself personally, as an artist, when I was still really, really active, I did a lot more shows, you know, out of town than I did here in Atlanta because I just didn't do that sound. And so what I did, I started collaborating with other artists who were good with that sound, and that helped. Mm-hmm. You know, the artists all the time, collaborate with artists and people who make that particular lane, jump on there, do your quick 16 or something, you feel me, work with them, and then be out, you know what I'm saying? And then you can just use the joint to go out and perform, just because you're going to need to give these DJs, they just got to have it, you know what I'm saying? They're scared, they don't risk a lot here in Atlanta. They don't really stray away from that particular lane when it comes to the clubs here, especially in the strip clubs, which you can break records at too. So the next joint that we got called Stressed. Tell us about this one.
Well, stress is basically a situations occurs when you drink a little bit too much alcohol, you make the wrong choices, and you regret them in the morning. So that's basically what stress is talking about. Look, I got to get into my storytelling side. You know, it's basically like night and day, if I'm honest. This is like more what I normally enjoy doing, and this is what I performed and won with at a world session.
Actually, yes, you know what? I remember this record too. Matter of fact, I didn't get a chance to make it up because I had another event to attend the last time they did Aurora Sessions. But the one before that, I was there, and I heard you do this one. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So this is actually the song that I remember you doing. And I was like, you know, I just kept coming back eventually. You know what I'm saying? You take the crown. I thought you might have won that night that I was there. But they said you came back, and you came back the next month, and you won it. You feel me? And I didn't know the name of the song. But now that you're describing it, this is the one I remember you doing when I was actually, you know, in the building. And I was at the Aurora Sessions. You feel me? All right. So,
yes,
is anybody featured on this one? Who produced this one? I don't have too much info on this one.
Now, Royal Audio Tunes produced that one. It's no features. It's just me. Just me on it. Produced by Royal Audio Tunes.
All right. That's what's up, man. So we're gonna go ahead and run this other joint by Jakarta Jacobs. This is the second joint tonight. Shouts out to, again, the true MBK over there, Princess, you know what I'm saying, over there at MBK Media for having a platform, for giving artists a platform with the Aurora Sessions every first Tuesday over at Cloud 9. Big ups to them once again. All right. You feel me? If you want to holler at Jakarta Jacobs and get in touch with him, if you like the music or you want to connect with him, what's your Twitter?
It's Archie. Jakarta Jacobs, JakartaJacobs, Jakarta Jacobs.
All right, Jakarta Jacobs, all right? So hit the homie up, you feel me? If you like the music or you want to get at him or you want to book him or, you know, you just want to collaborate with him or just tell him congratulations. Again, the phone lines are open, though, 347-934-0966 if you want to hit us up, if you want to give him some feedback on his music, you feel me? The first joint, the Honest joint, I like it. It goes hard, you know what I'm saying? It's a good Atlanta kind of club kind of joint. But let's hear this joint right here. This is Stressed by Jakarta Jacobs. You're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Radio.
Can't remember, and it's gonna be the night that you'll never forget. But if I speak my mind, I'll probably offend her. Fuck it, I'll wait till the liquor gets settled, I guess. Vision impaired, speech slurred, keep stumbling. Something on my mind, I've been wondering. Baby, is that all yours? This liquid coverage that I'm sipping got me feeling like I'm pipping back in 9-4. Falling is a dream, I'm living out my thoughts. For the moment, disabled inhibitions got me bumped. In a moment, I usually don't condone it, but tonight it wouldn't matter if I did or didn't. Couldn't tell the distance from where there's an incident. This is fine, it's been a long time late. Sipping Dom Perignon, shake the pom-poms, baby, I know. It's crazy how your situation changes for mine. It'll never be the same. Feel my pain.
Getting stressed on that liquor. One hell of a mixture. You feel the same. Fuck with a nigga trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. Keep doing what you're doing, nigga. Move along. Yeah, I look for now. What you tripping on? Feel this liquor strong. Clear the shit that got me sipping. Got a nigga gone. I can hit them wrong. Even if they tell me no lies.
My homie hit my line, says you lost the winner. They told me something happened, I probably regret. The crazy thing about it, I barely remember. I guess I drunk all of my liquor to cope with the stress. She said I haven't been responding, she thinking she texted. Caught my voicemail, left me a message. Walked in the room right after it ended. Her best friend walking up to the thought and I'm dressing. What's wrong tends to feel right in a moment. Don't need to know what happened last night in a moment. Even if she did forgive me, it'll never be the same. So I take the blame and just lick the paint. Then it's the double pain. You should ease your mind. It's been a long ride, baby. Promise to take my time. It's the only thing to rewind. I know when love is gone, it all leaves you scarred. I'm appreciating everything you want. It's hard.
I'm
stressed
on that liquor. One hell of a liquor. You feel the same. Or with these niggas trying to take them on the room out. Keep doing what you're doing, nigga, move along. Yeah, hell of a night, what you tripping on? Yeah, this nigga strong. Good shit, they got me sipping, got his nigga down. I could be the wrong, even if they tell me I'm right. Hey, it's gonna be hell of a night. Stressed on that liquor, on that level, make sure. You feel the same. Or with these niggas trying to take them on the room out. Keep doing what you're doing, nigga, move along.
That was dope. I think I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna add that one to the rotation.
Yeah, appreciate it, fam.
Now I remember why I liked Jakarta Jacobs. Call for the call. www.chalensentertainment.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. We just been rocking out with the homie Jakarta Jacobs, one of the other winners over at Cloud 9. We got Mayhem coming up next. You feel me? She won in November. I'm like a month behind on my interviews, you know what I'm saying? It's been crazy with the holidays and everything, you feel me? But that was Jakarta Jacobs. We interview him right now. He came first. We got the other winner from November from the Aurora session. She's coming up next, all right? But that joint right there, homie, I'm rocking with it. I like that joint.
Yeah, appreciate it, fam. Appreciate it.
I just drug it over to the play bin. I'm going to play it, Jakarta. All right?
That's a good look, man. I appreciate that, fam.
I'm going to let you bypass because you're one of the winners of the contest and you've been out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we really rock with MBK, so we want to make sure that the platform is worth it for the artist to come out. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I like that joint. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead. And I remember when you did it when I was there. And I was like, I like that joint. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, the sound quality at the venue live, I guess it has more to do with the venue per se. I couldn't. But listening to it, you know, on the air, you know what I'm saying, like that right there. I actually like it a lot more. So, congratulations, homie. I like that joint. I'm just going to go ahead and give you props on it.
I appreciate it, fam.
Let's play that. Make sure you retweet to your followers and tweet to your followers and tell your people to tune in to K100 Radio. You feel me? Of course, mm-hmm. You can listen to us live 24-7. We're live 24-7. We got Quantity Cash coming up at 4 o'clock. You can listen to us on iTunes, the mobile app. So if you got a smartphone, you know, iTunes, you can get it on Windows, you can get it on Droids, you can get it on, of course, iPhones and all that. You can even get that shit on Crackberries if you still got one of those. Why would you have one? Okay, so in case you still got Crackberry, you can get, you know, you can check us out on TuneIn. We're listening on iTunes Radio up under Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be hearing the Jakarta Jacobs joint. I just drug it over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it some play. You know what I'm saying? I like the flow on it. I like the, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's laid back, but it's still kind of like, whoa. It's still kind of like, I had a hell of a night. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have those all the time. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to give them something people could relate to, man, you know. And do what I like. That's the type of music I like to do, is laid back music. Like, good vibes.
Right. So, any closing remarks, any closing words before we get out here, before we end your interview? Any shout-outs? Any information you want the people to know about Jakarta Jacobs? Go ahead and run it.
Man, shout out to MBK, man, for holding that open mic. It's a good platform for artists to come and deliver music with the message. Shout out to you, first of all, for having me on the air. I really appreciate this opportunity. And,
no problem.
Shout out to my producer, MTMG. Well, he's been grinding with me for a minute now. And if you want to get in contact with me, man, you can reach out to me on on Twitter at Jacardi Jacobs, J-A-C-A-R-D-I-J-A-C-O-B-S, Instagram, Jacardi_Jacobs. I got stuff on SoundCloud. I got stuff on YouTube. Just type in Jacardi Jacobs. I'm going to work with everybody, man. You out here grinding, man. Just holler at me. We can work.
All right, make sure you holler the homie, man. You feel me? Because he's out here, he's working, he's humble. You feel me? I think it was your manager last time you was out there. I spoke with her for a minute briefly. Also, shouts out to her. You know what I'm saying? Your manager that was there. You know what I'm saying? But he's out here, he's working, man. He's got a team and he's consistent. He keeps doing his thing, man. You know, and hard work pays off. And so this is one opportunities over here at K1 Radio. We like to afford, you know, to the artists out here that's really grinding. There's no politics. There's no money involved with this particular process. You know what I'm saying? They just went out there. They did their thing, you know, and they won that particular event. And so, you know, they over here now. You feel me? And we do that for quite a different venues. Tonight, matter of fact, I'll be a judge and panelist over at Club Chit Chat, you know, for Boss Lady Hot, Atlanta Hot Tour. I'm going to be one of the panelists picking who's going to go on tour with her to Philly. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to C-Bone, yo, and all those guys over there that'll be over there with me. I'll be sitting on the panel. So I'm going to be doing that tonight. So if you guys are out and about and you artists looking for another platform to come out and rock out to, head over to the east side over to Chit Chat. We'll be out there to giving away different packages and stuff like that. But I do know the winner from tonight actually goes on the Atlanta Hot Tour to the Philly Showcase for free. I think you could do that. So might be something you want to check out, homie, or anybody else that's listening. You feel me? But congratulations again to you, man. Move on to the next interview, homie. All right?
I appreciate it, fam. You have a good one, man.
Absolutely, man. Jacardi Jacobs, ladies and gentlemen.
Luke.
The show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm going to give you a joint real quick, and then we'll go ahead and get into the next interview. We got the next artist coming up in a minute. You feel me? What I want to play, I'm going to play one quick joint. We'll switch over and we'll get up to the next artist. Don't go anywhere, all right? www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100radio. chainlessentertainment.com/K100radio. I like this new B.O.B. joint with Esther Dean. Esther Dean is really dope. But B.O.B. is tremendously, I knew him before he blew up, first of all. So, you know, we were competing against each other at open mics at Blues in the Alley. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Way back then, you know what I'm saying? When he first met B. Rich and everything, he used to record at a studio over in Old National. So he's worked for it. That's not a guy who was given anything. Okay, he grinded. He did the same thing these artists are doing right now. Open mics. That was back when Akeem the Black Mac was doing Blues in the Alley downtown. That's where we were both there. He got on. You know what I'm saying? So he paid his dues. Shouts out to B.O.B., man. I like this joint right here called Wide Open featuring Esther Dean. It's really nasty, too, though. Esther Dean. Really, shorty? Busted wide open? Yeah. I'll buy that for $1. Run it.
Buy that hoe, sit back and watch your body go. Hit you from the back like a 4x4. Dick so big, call it 4x4. Smack on the ass like I know that. What you looking at? Do you know me, ho? It's me. So bust it up for me. This everything that you dreamed of. I'm finna put that ass to sleep. Yeah, on me. This everything that you need. You about to lose the game, girl. I'ma give you that good D. Yeah, that D. I'm a part of the robbery. I pull up and I start the party. I'm taking hold and I'm not sorry. On my label, I'm top priority. I'm your main bitch, top priority. She talking about she wanna stop the Lawrence. I'm like, we finna go to Harvard. She hitting her nose like a diamond. Fuck that bitch, look like a diamond. I'm finna put that ass to sleep, girl, tonight.
Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. www.chainisentertainment.com/K100Radio. Right now, we're back on the line for the, with the next artist that's coming up. Another winner over at the MBK showcase over there, the Aurora Sessions. We got Mayhem in the building. Mayhem, what's happening with you, man? What's popping with you? Welcome
what's
to the show.
What's up?
What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Nothing. I'm out of school right now, so I'm just trying to get caught up on some things and enjoying my break. That's pretty much the sums of it.
Right, right. Well, welcome to the show again. Congratulations for winning over there at the Aurora Sessions. You know what I'm saying? Sorry it took us a long time to get you over here, but it's been crazy busy. It's been a busy day, you know what I'm saying? But we got you coming on right before K-Camp, so there's a lot of people listening just because of that. So it's more exposure. That worked out fine. It worked out perfectly for us, right? Right.
Yep, it did. I'm not tripping about it.
All right, so go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the people real quick. Tell them who you are, where you're from, where you represent, baby.
Okay, my name is Mayhem. That's my stage name. My name is Matchelin Flowers. I'm 21. I go to Clayton State. I've been involved with music and just entertainment in general since I was about 8 years old. It started with spoken word for me, and, I mean, it just led on to rap. You know, I figured out that spoken word pretty much was rap. So when it comes to my style of music, I pretty much take the Tupac vibe or the Wale style of music. That's how I pretty much do my thing.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is I'm a lyricist. I like to play with words. I try to think of different words to use outside of the average words, the words that we hear on an everyday basis. So I would say I come up with my own lingo. I make music to make people think. I try to make relatable music. Music that talk about reality and things that we really go through on a day-to-day basis without preaching to you at the same time. So that's pretty much how I try to do it.
All right. That's what's up. Now, you did, when you won the award, the Aurora Sessions last month, did you do it with a spoken word, right? Not necessarily a song, right?
Right. I actually did it with spoken word. And just to talk about the Aurora Sessions for a minute, one of my good friends of mine is Christina. She actually is one of the new promoters of that organization. And it was kind of spur of the moment. You know, had I known in advance, maybe I would have performed. I might would have rapped or whatnot. But she told me a couple days before the open mic was being held, and she just asked me to come out and do something. So, you know, to be honest, I really wasn't prepared, but I just came out and did my thing, and it just was what it was.
Absolutely. Well, you must have came out and rocked it. I don't think I saw your performance either. And of course, the thing, I'm so busy and everything. But like I said, I trust True and you know, those guys over there at MBK. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing this long enough to know what good music is or what a good artist is or what a good performance is. Him and Princess over there at MBK. And so, you know, I trust that they pick somebody that's good. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I say, whatever you guys decide, that's what we're going to run with over here at K100. That's what we're going to offer the interview to. You feel me? So, you know, I'm looking forward to. I would like, though, I don't know, because we don't really do too much, you know, spoken word over here. But, you know, if you want to now, if you feel comfortable with it, you're always free to go. Some spoken word live on the air. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, I do that for you. I definitely do that for you.
So, okay. We're gonna get...
You ready?
No, hold on. We're gonna get ready. Hold on. Let me get ready. Wait a minute. All right. Let's make sure we capture this thing right here. This is Mayhem. You feel me? She's an artist. She's also a rap artist. And she's a spoken word. And she won over at the Aurora Sessions last month at True MBK Media. I'm going to turn the music down and everything because I don't want to mess up your flow with the spoken word. Go ahead real quick.
Okay.
Give us some spoken word real quick. Let us hear it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of the piece I did that night. And
okay,
it goes like, get it or die trying. That's how I live. I'm investing intelligence because something got to give, and I do it for my brother because he died too real. And it's still on my chest. I couldn't swallow that pill for real. Live in a world where haters saying how they feel, ladies leaving from the table because they can't afford their bill. And instead of education, they'd rather be buying heels. Everybody doing music, but nobody getting deals. Niggas trapping for a thousand think they'll never reach a meal. I went to sleep in Decatur, woke up in Beverly Hills, and I feel like I'm going to make it deuces to who hate it, and I feel like I'm the greatest to who hate it. So she was stripping. She was selling her soul because he was tipping. Had to have that fame. She thought it was a part of the game, but baby girl never used her brain. So that's just a little bit of, you know, the piece that I actually did that night.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the crowd was feeling it, though. The crowd was feeling it.
Ah. How you wake up in Decatur? How you go to sleep in Decatur?
How you go to sleep in Decatur and woke up in Beverly Hills? It's what I say, what I mean by that is, basically, you can take yourself wherever it is you feel like you can go. Like, we're only a product of our environment if we make that our environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, dreams are as big as we can think them. And I just feel like no matter where you're from, you still have the potential to get wherever it is you think you want to be at. So that's what I mean by that. You know, if you think small, you'll live small. You think big, you live big.
Ah, words. Very, 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 sound like you're very, very wise beyond your years, young lady. I like it. You know what I'm saying? I like the energy. I like what you're saying. You feel me? What else can... But you said that you are an artist. Let me get the music back now. We can turn the music, crank the music back up. All right, the background music. Okay, so you said that you're an artist also, right?
Yes. Okay. But when I say I am an artist, I don't mean just music in general. I mean an artist overall. Like, I enjoy entertainment in its entirety. I'm going to school right now for media studies and production. So, you know, I work with theater, you know, I act. I actually interned over the summer at Radio ATL, so I have intentions on being, you know, radio personnel as well. So I'm just trying to get in the door however God may see fit for me.
Right. So you, you're going hard for it. You're doing your thing. You really going hard at it. That's what's up. I think that we need more young ladies talking like that. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, twerk, and twerk some more.
Right. Right. But you know what I've actually came to understand in my time of doing music is it's a lot easier to have doors open up for you when you are involved in other things outside of just music alone. When I was young, I used to feel like, you know, if I go to these talent shows and I have talent, then I should just be chosen based off of that. But sometimes you might have to play the back role until you get to be in the front. You know what I'm saying? So if that means helping somebody else do their thing or being a part of the line crew or whatever you got to do to get where you got to get, then sometimes you just got to do that.
True. Uh-huh. You get it. I think you're going to be all right. I think that you're wise beyond your years when it comes to what you're saying right now about other ways to get into the business. Like I was saying, you know, most people who know me, they all know that, you know, I've been an artist and a producer way, way longer than an on-air personality, you know what I'm saying? But truth be told, I've only been doing radio for about 2 years, two and a half, almost 3 years, and I've actually made 10 times the connection that I did 10 years as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
of the personality on the radio and having a platform, you actually have something to offer. Because everything in the business is, what are you going to do for me? You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Basically like, one, it's like, okay, you want me to do this for you? You want me to do, well, what can you do? What am I going to get out of it? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And actually having a platform like this, it gives you leverage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you leverage, you know, that you can barter with. You know what I'm saying? That you can bargain with. If you want
right.
to get involved in music or whatever, you can say, well, look, I can do this for you over here at K100 Radio. And then, you know, when it comes down to tracks and beats, whatever, we work this out or whatever. And it's helped me tremendously. So I think a lot of artists need to listen to what you're saying and heed what you're saying. Because especially when you have one thing that I can never get back which is youth, you know what I'm saying, with your age, with you being so young, and you understand that trick to the game so early, because most people be like, I'm a rapper and I'm going to be a superstar and that's all it's going to be and that's all they focus on. You feel me? You ask people like Ludacris how he got on. It wasn't because he won a whole bunch
right.
of open mic and shit. It's because he worked at 107.9.
And what's crazy is that's who actually inspired me. I actually tried to take the route that he took, you know, because I changed my major once before. At first it was business management, and I was like, you know, well, I just want to understand how to manage business and how to do things like that. But then when I thought about how Ludacris did it, I'm like, okay, if you don't have any networks or any resources, you have to have people be able to vouch for you or have things underneath your belt to be able to say, you know, hey, I'm an artist. I do this as well. I do that as well. So I just wanted to try to be able to be well-rounded as far as media entertainment goes.
Right, exactly. And like you just said, you know, you're gonna have a network. See, having a platform builds your network. And the only
right.
way you can get around getting into the game and really being somebody in this particular industry without having a shitload of money at your disposal is being known and having a network.
Right.
And everybody, you got to have either you're going to have a lot of money or you're going to have a face card. It helps if you have both. If you have a lot of money and a face card. Better have a goddamn face card. If you don't have a face card broke and don't nobody know you.
Right.
That's that for you. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is what it is. Well,
I have a lot of like background in music though. When I was first coming up, like I said, I first started out with spoken word when I was like 9, and my mother actually was the one who pushed me and made me really see my vision. You know, she always used to tell me, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So with that being said, I just tried to stay active and tried to stay positive. And when I was like 15, I actually did the opening mic for John Legend and opening show for John Legend and Patti LaBelle at the Phillips Arena. You know, I performed at Center Stage. So I performed at some really well-known stadiums here in Atlanta already. So, you know, I'm
right.
just trying to take on what I got from my youth, from my childhood, and just keep on going with it.
All right. That's what's up. Well, I got this joint that you got. You sent me in the song, so we want to make sure we play one of the songs. You feel me? I know you won with the spoken word or whatever, but you sent me a song
right.
that you have called Get Right. Tell me about the song before we play it.
Okay, the song Get Right. There's an artist by the name of Young Bezo. He actually reached out to me on my Instagram. By the way, you guys can follow me at MayCashMeOut21. But from time to time, I post, you know, little videos and be rapping or just ciphering or doing spoken word. And one of my followers just reached out to me and said, hey, I got a beat. I haven't been able to do that with it. I like your style. You know, come to the studio. Let's do something. And I pulled up that same day, and, you know, we just went in. We got to it, you know. So that's what we came up with. So it's actually me and Young Bezo. I'm the first verse. He's the second. And that's just what we did. Get right.
Let's check out what Mayhem got on the flow. We heard the spoken word. All right. Let's check out what she got on the flow. Again. One of the other winners over at the award sessions, MBK Media, the homie True, the homegirl Princess over there doing their thing, giving artists a platform. And so K100 Radio, of course, you know, the platform that we are, we try to help anybody else that's helping artists at the same time. And so by winning the award sessions, she won an interview over here at K100 Radio. This is a song called Get Right. Let's check it out.
Give me right. and hit me right on that gun to the right like a kid. You keep that blood still smoking like a hippie. Keep it left, you get right, but you creepin'. Told that nigga he must be falling cause he trippin'. I know I keep it on in case he try to remix. Tryna sell a 3-5 for the fee. Get your bands up, I don't give a fuck. Try to play me, my little homie fuck you up. That nigga pull me up, cause you know I won't add the fee. Cause the child still flipping like it's back to flip. I keep the money in my pocket, in my right hand. No banjo, thumbing through the check like a band. I'm on that lean for the beans, had that Miley get me right. Yeah, you know she wanna get right. All a nigga want is money, so you know I get it right. In the trap all day, in the trap all night.
Money with the wind, all that would get me right. Nothing but wind, all that would get me
right. All right. She said that would get her.
Yeah.
www.channelentertainment.com/K100radio. We're on the line with Mayhem, one of the winners of NBK Media's Aurora Session Showcase. All right? It's our collaborative effort over there with those guys. We've said that we're going to let the people who win their contest once a month, every first Tuesday of the month, we said that we're going to let the person who wins the contest come over here to K100radio and give them an interview. So that's a joint that she did right there called Get Right. You feel me? She also busted spoken word earlier. You feel me? Young lady seems like she has, really has her her mind and her head, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the right direction. And she could, if she wanted to, she could go there. She could talk about her body. Don't get me wrong. I've seen pictures of her.
You're so silly. But what's crazy is I don't know if you noticed in that song, I never curse, though. That's one thing about me. Like, not to say I'm no saint or I'm perfect, you know what I'm saying? But when I do music, I never curse. I guess it's just because when I was younger, I started so young. So the crowd that I was reaching out to, you had to be talking about something to really reach out to them anyways. So with that being said, it's just something that stuck with me. You know, I always try to make music where I could choose other words to where to get my point across without having to say that.
All right. Well,
oh, that's just me.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's real crazy that you did. I didn't even realize you didn't curse.
You probably did pay attention, but I never do. Anytime I do music, anytime I do anything, I never do. And the reason being is because I just feel like you never know who following you by listening to your music, listening to what you put out there. You know, you are a leader by doing it. And at the end of the day, I don't want to be the reason why the next person might have did something wrong or did it. I'm going to try to speak right, you know, say something that's going to influence them to do something right.
That's the, well, I really love. So you don't mind being a role model, huh?
Oh, no.
Right,
the thing about it is, most people who do music are role models. They just don't realize how much they impact the people who listen to their music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't like to force the role model role on people. Like, I feel like, you know, I don't advocate when people say, well, such rapper need not say that because you got to think about the kids. First of all, the parents need to think about them, and all these CDs come with a parental advisory on it. So if your child is listening to somebody saying, shit, damn, motherfucker, this, that, and the third, and all
right.
That, we're at to stop that from happening. So I'm not into artists having to worry about minors when they don't make, because we don't criticize Hollywood like that. Artists watching this, you shoot
right.
up 30 in the film and don't nobody say nothing, so we ain't finna talk about the rappers either, period. That's how I
yeah,
feel.
That's true.
That's my stance on that point. But be that as it may, with that being said, I do like the fact that you do care, and if they choose to, you know what I'm saying, if they choose to look up to you, then they will have something positive to look up. You don't have to worry about it, is what I'm saying. You
right.
feel me?
Right.
So, yeah. That about you. All right, we got to get ready to wrap this thing up, and I got to get ready for my next interview. But congratulations on your win over at the Aurora
Thank
Session.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is Mayhem, ladies and gentlemen. Tell them one more time how to follow you on Twitter, how to get up with you.
Okay, it's your girl, Mayhem. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at MayCashMeOut21. It's spelled the way it sounds. You can follow me on Twitter at Mayhem5, that's MayH3MFYE.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. That's what's up, man. Well, congratulations and keep grinding, all right?
All right, appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let's stop and pause. We're going to get to one more joint. We're going to get ready to do the Coin Cash interview. It's coming up at 4 o'clock. You feel me? We're going to get into a little R&B. We're going to play some more joints. You know what I'm saying? We got some new music from Coin Cash that we're going to drop right here on K100 Radio. You feel me? So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you want to call in for the Coin Cash, if you want to call in for the interview, hold on. Well, I got somebody on the phone line. I don't know if they want to talk or not. I don't know if they want to ask a question. Maybe they was Mayhem, but my bad. The interview was over. I seen somebody else was holding on. 404-279. Shouts out to you. My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't even look at the switchboard and see. My bad. But if you want to hang on for the Coin to Cash interview, we'll let you come on the air for that. Make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad and let me know if that's what you want to do. All right? You feel me? Okay, so, but anyway, we'll go ahead and play a joint. We'll go ahead and play one song real quick, a couple songs until we get Coin to Cash on the line real quick, all right? This new joint right here, very, very, very talented R&B artist, 7 Streeter. You know what I'm saying? She's really dope. I love this song called Call Me Crazy. She got a joint with Chris Brown. It's crazy. She was just live and it did an in-store over here at our affiliate DBS Sounds over here on the south side in Riverdale. She just did an in-store over there. Really great, really cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she's really cool too. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to her. This joint is called Call Me Crazy, and we'll get ready to get Quanti Cash in line for the interview live here at 4 o'clock. All right? www.changesentertainment.com. Make sure you hit us up, man. Tune into the show. You feel me? We live 24/7. Again, iTunes, tune in. All that right there. You feel me? Hit us up. All right? This is 7 Streeter. Call Me Crazy.
My baby mama, yo. Damn, feel like I'm my grandpa, my chill, when I get mad, my little doctor, put my pride to the saddle, you heard him, I'm over feeling like you don't deserve it. How could I leave you shouted? You put in work for him. Bedtime on the land, you holding work for him. I crossed the land so many times, but I couldn't take you shouted. I think that Texas got your phone and tried to play you shouted. Yeah, you heard of you. I'm all hanging shouted. But you know me being me, I had to take you shouted. Look you dead in your eyes and said, believe that. No fight, no fussing, just ask you where my keys at. Where my keys at? I'm putting my pride to the side. Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting my pride to the side. This song won't hurt on your back. But I just won't apologize. I just won't apologize. I'm putting my pride to the side. I grew up with this nigga, he was like my right hand. We sent a Texas, and we robbed him, man. We playing Pee-wee League football, he was the best achiever. He was the quarterback, running back in the right receiver. Most important, but I love him like a brother. He was like my mother, his mother, we shared the same brother. And I'm getting money, 16, I had 100 states. We heard rumors, my nigga been dipping in the been dipping in the tank. They say he gonna get powder graduated. I won't believe him, what type of bitch is that? Then I seen him myself, had to face the facts. Damn, homie, so you really on this show? What type of bitch is that? Come on, homie, can't be that hard. Can't be that bad, my nigga. Damn. I said I'm putting my pride to the side. Hey, these streets are hurting you, man. This song
she don't know how to act. Blowing up a nigga phone, can you please fall back? Hello, just leave me alone. Like a weed, I like bad bitches that can roll it up. And a rider that gon' hold me down no matter what. Sipping good, so please don't worry about what's in my cup. And she on them drugs, so can't even know she. Going down, it's going down, it's going down. Little bitch. Say 100 and you kind of fit. You ain't in my crew if you ain't tryna get rich. I'ma stick her down, yeah, she love me. Yeah. I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my food, I like turning old. I like brand new shit, so this is what I do.
Money, baby, 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 money, me smash you in your plan. I'm tryna go in that. She like popping my lips, she like fucking it, like sucking it. She wanna hit the ground, but I ain't with that shit.
Money, baby, money, money, baby. Ah, 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 ah. Turn up. Ah, ah. You know why I had to play that? Of course you do. You know why you're right now. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it. You know what it is. You got the homie Quan Cash on the line. What's happening with you, pimping? Welcome to the show.
What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's going on? Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Turn it up. We're going to turn it down. For what? Because we got to talk to him. That's why. Pause. Hold up. Real quick. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Hold up. All right. So, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome, everybody, to K1's Internet Radio, man. We live right here with the homie, none other than Quani Cash, man. Featured on the drop with K-Camp right there. You feel me? The money, baby. The joint is crazy, blazing. The nation right now, the whole South, the nation, the whole world, man. The song is crazy, blowing up. And we got the homie right here on the line, man. We're going to be talking with him about that. We're going to talk to him about his new project, Don't Skip. We're going to play some new tracks. Maybe you heard him, maybe you haven't, but you need to get them because the mixtape is out. You know what I'm saying? Get five mixtapes up. Go and get that thing. Welcome to the show, homie.
What's up, man? Well, I'm here. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man. So, man, first of all, man, let's go ahead and get the preliminaries out of the way. I'm going to go ahead and let you just go ahead and run your spiel. Introduce yourself to the people, man, to the listeners. There's a lot of people tuning in right now. Hit the phone lines up if you want to holler at us, by the way. 347-934-0966. You can hit that phone line up. The switchboard is open, so you can actually call into the station, and we'll take a call if you want to holler at the homie, give him a shout-out, you know, ask him a question about something. We'll take a couple calls if he has time for all that. You feel me? But hit the phone lines. We'll open up the phone lines if we have time at the end of the interview. 347-934-0966. We're live right now, so you can call in, and we'll open it up. But go ahead, homie. Introduce yourself to the people, man, and what you represent real quick.
What's up, world? It's Quani Cash, man, coming from Atlanta, man, the west side of it. You know, Jimmy is definitely in the building. Him and Meth in the building. Yeah, the real street niggas in the building, man. Shout out to everybody. What it do? What we doing, man, today?
Man, we talking, man. We opening up the doors, man. You feel me? We gonna travel inside your world a little bit over here at K100. That's what we do over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We like to talk about the stuff. You know what I'm saying, that people don't get a chance to talk about to the artist, man. We like to have a one-on-one real-life conversation. I guess first thing, of course, when you have a hit single like the song Money Baby like that, of course people want to know, how did that collaboration come about? Where did you and homie meet, and how did that pop off? How did you get that song where it's at right now?
Oh, man, you know, that's my brother, man. We came up together grinding, you know, so everybody in the city was just saying, man, y'all need to do a record, you know what I'm saying? But we did it under the radar, and then now people just jump behind the record. And everybody loved it, so we here now.
How did the record get legs? Like, where did y'all break the record at? Because some people, you know, that's kind of stuff that we like a lot of artists. Cause we're an artist based station also. We trying to give the artist game. How did you break the record? What was? Did you break it in the strip club? How did you check the DJs? How did the record start?
We really broke it on Twitter. Like, we were just playing with it at first, just hashtagging Money Baby, and we were just saying stuff from the song, and then people started using Money Baby, then we dropped the record, and then all the hoods, they accepted it, and that junk just branched out.
Did you see it coming? Did you honestly see it coming with this record? Like you said, you started out playing with it, and then it just took off. Like, was it one of them situations where, man, you like you said, you was playing, all of a sudden, man, everybody playing the song, and you wake up one day, and shit, you got them, you in the G5, man, touring and shit. Did it go down like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, man. I ain't see that. I swear I ain't see it. I ain't see it at all. Like, I thought, you know, we were just playing with it. I thought it was going to be another record just for the city, but it's crazy how they caught on to it, and we blessed.
I know, man. It really is, because, I mean, it really did pop off. Like, I remember I heard it a couple of times here and there, like on smaller circuits, and then all of a sudden, man, it was just on the radio, like foul. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it happens a lot of times. You know, you don't really see it coming down. I think that's the best
I think it's the best way sometimes. You feel me? You need new people, new faces, new people in the game to rotate out. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? To get the next single. You know what I'm saying? Besides the same people all the time. You feel me? So we got a couple of joints, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to play by you. You feel me? I got a joint called My Son that I'm going to play by you. You know what I'm saying? And I also got the other joint, Feelings, that we're going to break first. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. The joint got leaked out already. We want to talk about both of those. But you are not just a rapper, producer, engineer, right?
Yeah, I produce my own shit. You know, I record myself sometimes, but you know, I can do all that, you know, but I came up doing it by myself, so I won't have to ask nobody for nothing.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, bro, real talk, that's like, to me personally, that's where I am. I got into the artist people, and I ended up going to school because I got tired of playing niggas school all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I went to school and learned how to run Pro Tools out there and built my own studio and shit. The same place I'm broadcasting from right now. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? There's stuff I record a lot of music from. I'm a man of similar interest in my own heart when you said it right there. That's why when I looked at your bio, I was like, oh, that's dope, man. I love it when cats can go, you just fuck around and stay the spot.
Yeah,
I'm
hello?
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you hear me? Yeah, you're going in and out.
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound perfectly, but on your end, yeah, I can hear you. All right, but you really do sound, you really do have, you encompassing the whole thing, the whole creative process of the music, you feel me? Now, this joint, tell us about the mixtape, man. You know, how long you been working on it? Who was on the mixtape?
Oh, man, I've been working on the mixtape for probably like, before I dropped it, probably like 6 months. I start recording like 2 months ago. I was just like, I'm going to start recording because I already got the product. But, you know, I put everything in it, though. Like, I went in, like, every day for 6 months just trying to come up with creative stuff. And I just decided, like, you know, I didn't want to put no club records on. I was just like, I'm going to just get on my life until they accept it. So that's what I did, and they accepted it. So on to the next level.
That's what's up, man. Let me ask you this about the game, then. You said you didn't want to give them a club record. Now, why not? Why did you decide against that? Because Money Baby is a club record, and it gave, you know, national notoriety. Why not a club record?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how when you listen to people mixtape, and it's like, number club. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
right,
okay, I'm already in the club with Money Baby. Let's see, can I get them to hear me? You feel what I'm saying? Like, hear me.
Right.
Like, the club, we did it already. So I just tried to, you know, do something different from everybody else.
All right. I like the idea. I mean, No need to attack the club when you got a song they're going to play 3 or 4 times a night. You know what I'm saying? In the club already. No need for all that. You feel me? You gave them. I like the fact you're supposed to follow up and try to do the next club song and the next banger back to back. You feel what I'm saying? That's what most people would probably try to do, but I like the fact that you took it there. You know what I'm saying? Now, we got the joint called Feelings. You produced this one right here, Feelings?
Oh, yeah. I produced Feelings. You know, my homeboy Juice shot Juice. He recorded it and mixed it.
All right. I'm gonna play this one first, man. You feel me? What is it that you're talking about on this particular song? You said Feelings. Kind of give us a little introduction on it real quick.
It's like something everybody needs to do. You know, a lot of people, they be mad at the wrong stuff. You feel what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, they be in their feeling. They want to speak their feeling. Then they start hating. So this is a song for anybody who got a whole lot of haters, man. They play this song, and I promise you, they're going to turn into your friend.
Wow. Turn the haters into one bar at a time. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? The homie Quanti Cash. You're not rocking with the best of them, man. This is K100 Radio, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com. Of course, you can hit us there. We're live on TuneIn app. We're live on iTunes Radio. We're live on XCL Live. Anywhere you get an internet connection, homie, you can listen to K100 Radio, even in your car. All right? This joint right here is Quanti Cash, new joint off his mixtape, Don't Sleep, called Feelings. All right? Let's see what the homie talking about. We'll come right back and finish the conversation. Turn it up.
She's throwing shots. She want me to touch. Right, so I got the phone. Went on to the store. I'ma pass it to a bro. Right, and it's feeling 75. Can't eat some fuck.
Your damn feelings, niggas. Alright, you know what it is. We got the homie Pointy Cash on the phone line right now. Man, we rocking out with the homie, man. You feel me? I like that right there, homie. I understand what you're saying, and I get the message out and clear. You dig? Let me pause that. www.changesentertainment.com/K100radio. You feel me? Shout out to everybody that we saw over there, the ATL record pool, the homie Corny Cash in the building. I told you that was just a preview. He came and sat down with us and chopped it up for a second, but I told you that was just a snippet, just a preview of what we're going to be dwelling into over here on K100 Radio. So we got him live on the line right now. Follow him on Twitter, @Corny_Cash, KWONY_Cash. Follow him on Twitter. We got another joint that I wanted because he said he wanted to give me some real music, so I wanted to pick one of the realest songs out there. He's got a joint called My Son. And I definitely want to get ready to play that one in a minute. But let me ask you a couple questions, homie, about the industry. You in the game now. You feel me? What's the number one thing that has happened since you done popped off recently that you didn't expect from the industry standpoint? You know, once you become a big name like that, where everybody knows your name, what's the one thing that's like, it was like, the fuck, man? You didn't see that coming?
Oh, man, like, the meetings and the people that's congratulating me on my success who like, top rank. Like DJ Drama, DJ Scream, all of them, like, backing it without me even having to put no money in it. So, you know, it's just, I didn't expect that. You feel me? I thought everybody would just shout me out. But it seemed like all the OGs, they jumped right on top of me and they running with me. So.
That's what's up, man. You can't beat that, you know, support and love from somebody, you know what I'm saying, who already has that respect and everything. You know, that's real big, you know. I don't like the term cosign, but I'm just saying, like, just for them to reach out and show you that love. Because a lot of them, man, you know, won't. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? A lot of them be jealous. A lot of them mad that their era is over, so they don't do that. You know, so feel me? A lot of the artists and, you know, people like that. So that is big. What's the number one drawback? What's the biggest drawback so far? Is it the fact that, you know, I mean, you can still go out, you know what I'm saying, without getting mopped, can't you? You know what I'm saying? Can you still go to Green Brown shit?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I think I'm in a bad area. Hold on, let me get right. Let go. What'd you say?
I said, what's the major drawback? I said, you know, with your name being out there, you can still, you know, hit up Green Bay on the west side or something to get you some fresh kicks, you know what I'm saying, without no problems, you know what I'm saying, none of that. But what's the major drawback, you know what I'm saying, that has came with the song blowing up and with your name blowing up like that? Because it's always pros and cons to every situation.
Yeah, the biggest drawback is, like, Doing the shows.
You don't like performing?
Like, yeah, I love performing. It's just the after effect. You know, I be seeing that junk on TV with girls chasing people and stuff, but I ain't think that junk was like how it is. Like, a girl broke my chain.
Damn.
trying to grab me. So, because you're like, you guys took off, you know, what it happened. I watched it happen really fast for you, man. I noticed an adjustment. How are you adjusting with it, man? Are you good with it now?
I'm kind of comfortable with it. I'm just trying to feel it. I'm trying to feel it because I'm not used to the politics of like talking to people. I don't like talking, so like, I'm trying to feel it. I'm from the street, like talking to people and stuff. I don't know you. You might be trying to feel me. So.
So shit like you don't really like doing shit like this, do you?
No. See, I like messing with people. Get what I know. I know you're a real stand up person. You know what I'm saying? How I met you, man. You met in the humblest place. You in the corner. You feel what I'm saying? Like I got a meal with you. I know you ain't one of them.
All right, man, that's what's up. Well, we appreciate that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that hooked everything up. I mean, everybody, Melissa, GME, City, all them people, man, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's, you know, coordinating this thing, man. Shout out to all the people in your camp that's been reaching out, you feel me, and working with us so we can get this thing popping over here at K100 Radio, man. We got the back. We've been playing feelings, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a feeling this My Son joint going to start getting some rotation over here, too, because I like that. We get ready to play that in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let's go ahead and introduce that joint. I want the people to hear it. We got a lot of people listening right now. You feel me? Cool. Make sure you get the new joint. It's on Live Mixtapes, right?
It's on Live Mixtape right now. Go download Don't Sleep on Live Mixtape. Check it out. Coin and Cash, Walk Like Us, Jimmy here in the building. K100. Let's go.
Let's go, man. This joint right here is another one off the Don't Sleep joint. Hashtag Don't Sleep. And you'll find everything you need to find out. But this joint right here is called My Son. It's Quanti Cash. It's off the this is Quanti Cash. Name his joint is called My Son. And we'll come back and finish the conversation and wrap things up. You're not rocking with the best of them, man. K100 Radio. I think I'm definitely going to rock with that one right there. www.chainsentertainment.com/K100Radio. Hit us up. You can hit us up live. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app. You can listen to us on iTunes Radio. That was My Son by Quanti Cash. You feel me? And I really dig that one right there, man. You know, That joint right there. Yeah, I feel that's a real song. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talking, you know, about your kids and everything, you feel me? That's probably something really, really heartfelt to you. I like that one, homie.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. We definitely gonna rock with that one over there. You know what I'm saying? We try to play the music, you know, different kind of music over here at K100 Radio. We don't do a lot of club, or mostly club, you feel me? We kind of balance it out, hip-hop, R&B. So that song right there can fit various rotations that we got set up over here. So you're going to be seeing some tweets on that one, definitely.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. So what's in the plans next? You got the Don't Sleep Out, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You're beating the street, you're hurting the clubs, you know what I'm saying? What's next on the plate?
I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do some work. I'm ready to do some shit with Drake. I'm ready to just showcase my talent. Like, I feel like Don't Sleep, yeah, it shows something, but it ain't show like my everything. I'm ready to just show everything.
Who would you really like to work with in the game? You know what I'm saying? Your top tier people that you really just wanna do.
What top one? I got a top five. My top five.
Yeah, give me your top five people you really want to work with in the game right now.
I want to work with Stevie Wonder. I want to work with Drake. I want to write something for Chris Brown. I like to work with Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, not a bad list of MCs, and you got a great in there. Matter of fact, what do you think about? I'm asking real quick because you got to, this is like a real interesting question, and then we'll wrap it up after this. You feel me? Right now, you see what Beyonce did last night. Beyonce just fucked the game up last night. That's what everybody talking about in the industry. She fucked the game up last night. You know what I'm saying? Came out and just dropped the album and didn't tell no goddamn body. Just fuck it, here, bitch. Here it is. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? That's that.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers went and going, and they going scrambling, going to get it. You know, iTunes says it was like, what the hell? And they server went ham. You know what I'm saying? But
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy because of course you have to be a super mega star like Beyonce to even attempt to drop an album with no promo, and it works. It did the reverse. But what do you think about the situation with the industry right now with the music? What you're doing, the mixtape and everything? A lot of people are the tide is kind of turning a little bit, and people are trying to get back into where they want people to purchase music more. You know, the mixtape game for a long time had it where everybody gave away music free, and that was used as promo for shows. You feel what I'm saying? To get the show. You know what I'm saying? But I see that a lot of things in the industry are kind of gearing back towards trying to put a monetary gain back on the actual creation, the actual song itself. A lot of artists are taking it by the reins, you know, the big names like Jay-Z and whatever, what he did with Samsung, and trying to make the song itself valuable again. What do you think about that move?
I feel like, you know, the music game right now, you know, it is what it is, you know. Everything gonna go through its ups and downs, but only the strong survive. That's how I look at it. But, you know, I wish it was better how it was back in the day, because the money slowed up, so I expect everything that's happening.
Right. So I would as someone, you know what I'm saying, who with a straight musical background and still doing music, you know what I'm saying, I think that I would really like for it to get back to where, you know, the song itself is worth the money, because, you know what I'm saying, tour can put a lot on you, but the tour money is good money. You know what I'm saying? The tour money is good money. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is on that. But I would like it to get back to that, you feel me, where it can actually make money off the project itself. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that's with hot songs, but they can't sell albums. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
You know?
So what can we do? What can we do? We need to fix it. I feel like it can be fixed, though. It can be fixed. It can be. Like, look at Kanye West and them, like, they ain't even stressing about no record sale because they know what they're going to do. They establish themselves like, well.
Do you know what, bro? I'm going to tell you some real talk between us right here, and this is a real frank conversation that I can have with anybody, I feel like. Truth be told, bro, if you notice the artists who sell music, you feel me, who actually still do numbers, are unique artists. There is no one that sounds like them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Can't go nowhere else to find another T.I. Even T.I. can still move it. There is no one. They production that doesn't sound like anything. Even the white boy, Macklemore. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He did crazy, stupid grassroots. But you can't. There is no other Macklemore. You know, the only thing he has in common with Eminem is the color of his skin. Other than that, he don't sound like Eminem either. These artists are people who sound. They have their own lane, their own sound, their own style of production. You feel me? A lot of artists, they pick trap beats to rap over a lot of his beats, and a lot of beats got the triple snares and the 30, the hi-hats on the 32 and everything, and the 808, and every other artist has that, and that's good for the club. It takes you off, but at the end of the day, you have to understand that that sound is easily duplicated. You feel me? You got a ton of through the loop beats out like that daily. So what makes the person want to go out and buy that when they can just go buy this person, that person, and still kind of get the same feel? They don't want to pay for that. Everybody who still sells records has a unique sound. There is only one sound that you get from that person. And I think that's the one common thread where everybody who still actually makes money and sells units. You don't have to like that. You don't have to like that Drake is soft. You don't have to like that Drake makes a lot of songs, kind of, but you can't duplicate Drake.
It's brand. Like, people don't be understanding. It's all about branding. Like, people are, everybody who's got a record, like I feel like a lot of people can sell records if they just brand it right. Like, don't nobody brand it, like, to the point where it's just undeniable. Like, when you look at Drake and them, and you see their covers and you hear their music, like, it's so unique and it's warm. Like, when people copy a trend, and they don't realize why they're back home. Like, because if you don't start something, you can't try to get in and think it's gonna be longevity.
Right, exactly. It just doesn't work like that, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So the only thing you're gonna do, there's a lot of artists right now, you feel me, they'll blow up and they'll be gone the next day because they can be duplicated. You know what I'm saying? But when you gotta start making that real live, truly unique music for people to want to give you a hard earned money for it, number one, and let alone longevity, because people are going to be anticipating the release. Right now, like right now, nobody sounds like, there is only one Outkast. Right now, you just, just rumor, the rumor about them getting back together has just set off all kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? The rumor. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It was a rumor that they're getting back together. You know what I'm talking about? And all of a sudden, man, you feel me? It's just like everybody like Outkast, Outkast, Outkast. You know what I'm saying? You got to make good, timeless music. You feel me? You know what I mean? Well, thanks for sitting down and chopping it up with us, man. I know you're busy. You know what I'm saying? We said a 30-minute interview, and the 30 minutes is up, man. We appreciate it. You feel me? You taking time out. The heck, the schedule to rock with K100 Radio. You feel me? That's what's up.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Even recognizing me, man, you know, work with me, shout out the city and my whole team, my whole management team, you know, man. You know, man, we're going to definitely do this again when they go all the way to the top, when I become one of them. You feel me? Like a household name. I'm going to give you that interview, man. I ain't going to change up.
That's what's up, man. We glad to hear that. Absolutely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear at K100 Radio, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? Really appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Sitting down, chopping it up with Kwani Cash, man. Hit him up. Tell him how to get everything real quick one more time. Anything they want to get, music, everything, give him a link, give him a Twitter name, give him everything real quick, homie.
Yeah, man, follow me at Kwani_Cash. That's KWONY_CASH. That's on Twitter and Instagram. Go download my mixtape, on live mixtape. Go watch all my videos on Trill HD. Go to my website, KwaniCash.net. You know, man, just do everything. Just put my name in Google. Google me.
Google a bitch. All right, man, take it easy, man. Be safe out there in the streets, man. Watch the chain, man. She run up on you, man. You know, she's snatching chains. You already know it's going to be later on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is.
K100.
K100 Radio.
Are now tuned into K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.